We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in an emergency version of the Warriors huddle. Joining me per usual, my master of all things sound, Maxine.
How is it going?
It's going kind of confusingly, to be honest, and yeah. I'm fired up to announce, and I'm going to get rid of any of the normal introductions or even the humor, but our boy and one of our newest and favorite guests, Mr. Wes Goldberg. What's going on, Wes?
Yeah. We were like recording sort of, and then all of this news broke and we were like, well, we got to start over. And I had made a joke like, hey, did you guys clean these mics and all these stuff? So like a lot of good humor was happening. And then turns out, no, coronavirus canceled the NBA.
So to bring everyone up to speed, Connor and Wes, Marcus, Maxime, and I all sat down to record a podcast before the mics went hot. We told some jokes about how Rudy Gobert a couple days ago was joking about coronavirus, said it was nothing, touched everybody's mics, and then came up sick afterwards. And literally, while we were recording a segment making fun of that, first some news trickled out that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for coronavirus. Then some news slowly came out that the NBA has suspended its season, which made everything we had recorded up to that point pretty much useless. Yep. And a total waste of time. So we have now hit reset. We've lost Marcus. We've lost Connor. But it's
not to coronavirus.
Yeah, it's right? Not to coronavirus. Connor's in fact in the room, but working. Marcus had to get out of here. I don't know if he's just worried about coronavirus.
And I don't have a job anymore, so I've got nothing else to do.
So he's completely available. The Heat huddle is still in his future. Should the NBA
please
somehow
subscribe,
come back.
Rate, review.
But emergency pod, gentlemen, are our first thoughts on this. And here's my first question for you. And it's not basketball related. Real deal. You guys worried? I mean, and I'll put it this way. Entering into this today, before this happened, I was kind of on both ways, right? Like I've been following the news. This is like the flu. Why are we worried? I've also been following that, you know, this is an outbreak and it reminds me of terrible movies everywhere. And I'll be honest with you, with this next step, this thing that the NBA is suspending its games, I'm concerned. I'm weirded out. I feel like I'm living the beginning of a zombie movie. Yeah. You know, like that portion where they show you all the news footage of like, some people only watching reality TV and not caring, and other people realizing, Jesus, they're shutting down games and we can't travel. And so this is making it kind of real for me. Are you boys worried at all or what?
I really wasn't all that worried. Like I cut out some superfluous activities. Like I don't go to the coffee shop to work. Like over the last week, I just work in my apartment. You know what I mean? Like I stopped going to the gym, but that was more of an excuse than a reason. And then But then you said the thing about the zombie apocalypse, and it really is like the first 15 minutes of the zombie. So now I'm freaking out.
Yes. It's like the credits. You know what I mean? Like it's like the thing that kind of brings you up to speed is of, oh, we should all be uneasy here. These
and
characters
this is
don't
like,
understand.
Like, you know, weeks from now, people are gonna be like, why weren't you guys freaking out more? This was right in front of you this whole time. And I was like, yeah, we were just recording a podcast. Okay. I don't know. We should have probably been doing more.
Voice of reason? Where are you?
No, I guess I will be the voice of reason. Obviously, I'm not particularly concerned for myself because I'm young and I'm in good health. What I'm, you know, nervous about is that both of my parents live in the Bay Area and I do see them somewhat frequently, or at least I did. I'm probably not going to be in the foreseeable future because they're a dangerous demographic. So I'm not concerned for myself, but I am concerned for my network.
Let me hedge against that and tell me if this matters. If I had to come up with a society of people who are younger and in better health than the NBA, I'd be impossible to do it. Impossible. I mean, really, like if I had to identify a group of however many people those are, 500, like those are the best in shape.
It's not the issue of catching coronavirus. It's of, you know, dying from coronavirus, right? So Rudy Gobert, like, we all recognize that he has coronavirus. I don't think anybody, and look, knock on wood, everything you got to do right now, nobody suspects that he is going to die from this, right? Because, like you said, he's in phenomenal shape. He's an NBA player and stuff like that. But people like this, like, if you're going to catch it, you are at risk then to spread it to somebody who could potentially, you know, be really not good from this.
Make this NBA related now.
Okay.
Okay. So the news as we hear it today is that the NBA is going to suspend its season. They're not using the phrase cancel. They're using the phrase suspend.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes? As we go forward, is this year just going to be thrown out the window?
Like, okay. So like full disclosure, this like literally happened minutes ago. So we're still sort of like processing through things.
This is all guesses.
Yeah.
All of this is just top of the head guesses.
I thought, walking into the original podcast I thought we were going to do, I thought there was a 99% chance that this thing was going to get suspended or canceled.
And you said that. You said that before the mics went hot.
That's right. And not to say, not like, I think it's going to get I don't know. I think it's going to get canceled. Like, I just don't, like, my thing is, the only way you can't cancel it is if you end the season right now.
Yeah.
Because you can't really pick up play again. That would be unfair to a lot of teams.
Yep.
And so you need to basically just say, all right, records as they are today, we will seed the playoffs that way.
Why would it be unfair to teams?
Well, I think Maxime pointed this out before we started recording, though, but you look at a team like Philadelphia with Ben Simmons, who's dealing with his lower back thing, which is an indefinite, you know, he's been out indefinitely. He could return, right? And you can have a situation where you have Ben Simmons now ready to come back, where he may have not been ready to come back by the regular season. That impacts Philadelphia's seeding in the Eastern Conference. I don't buy the Sixers as an actual title contender, but matchup-wise, I like them against the Bucks because they have the size. That could impact who comes out of the East, and who knows? Like that has tremendous ripple effects.
Giving a team 3 months of rest that desperately needs it gives them an advantage beyond it. So again, this is all off the top of our heads. None of us have had a chance to research any of this. I think money speaks louder than anything else, and I think that every single one of these games makes so much television revenue that it's going to be remarkably hard to turn to these owners, to turn to all the vendors, everybody else, and say that those games you were going to make money on aren't going to happen anymore.
But on the flip side of that, liability, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, at what point is the league liable for this stuff? Like, can there be a lawsuit against them if they were to just restart play before they were supposed to? Like, could there be a class action lawsuit against the league? Like,
I mean, so obviously we're way out of our depth. What I will say is there's something called assumption of the risk. If I crawl across the freeway and get hit by a car, I can't sue you for hitting me by that car. I decided to go on the freeway. If the NBA announces, look, there's a risk, you know, we're starting this back up, but maybe you guys will catch coronavirus, they might be able to avoid liability, but none of us really know that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not what you are saying is the monetary analysis isn't as simple as television money.
Correct.
Because maybe there might be liability money too. But if I had to guess, it's going to be a suspension. They're going to wait a while. Then they're going to bring it back because there's too much money at play for them to give it up. But the thing I would worry about is how the hell do they work out the arenas? The Disney on Ices of the world, the concerts, all that other crap. The way that they have set up this schedule is to work with all of those. And if they turn to these stadiums and say, good news, man, these games are going to come back, but not for another 5 months. I don't know how they facilitate it. What do you think? Cancel or suspend?
Well, I just to, even before I give a take on this, I mean, just to take this one level further, forget just rescheduling events at the arenas. I mean, Angela Merkel just said that she's expecting 75% of Germany to eventually get the coronavirus. And meanwhile, Trump just suspended all incoming flights from Europe. I don't think we're very far away from closing all borders. Sure. And this is now an international game, literally, as in the Raptors play in Toronto. If you can't have one team traveling to and from, I mean, how do you make that happen? So that's all to say that when you start thinking about the logistics, sure, maybe you can say, okay, cap it right now. Whatever the record is right now, that's the seeding for the playoffs. But you still, I mean, I haven't even looked at the schedule, but there are some teams that have much harder schedules for the remaining 20 or so games than there are other teams, right? And so you can easily see movement in and out of the standings, in and out of the lottery. Maybe there are teams that are intending to tank into the lottery that just like we're planning to do it over the rest of the season. I don't understand how you can possibly make the math work such that you can actually stop the season now and move into the playoffs. And so I just don't understand how you could do anything but cancel this season.
As simply put, I mean, some teams have played more home games than other teams.
Exactly right. Well, and if you look at something like a strike-shortened season, right?
Right.
The difference was that NBA knew what difficulties they were facing. So before they put all the teams out into the schedule, they were able to come up with a somewhat balanced schedule. So, you know, even if it was shortened, everybody was facing the same things. If they were to shorten it now, they're you're right. You're absolutely right. There's a distinct disadvantage. To put a point to it, let me give you a factual pattern, right? This thing's going to go away. I don't know when, but, you know, we'll beat the coronavirus. At some point it goes away and the borders are back open and, you know, games can be played at some stage. At that point, right? Do they just pick up the NBA where it is? Do they pick up the playoffs? Or has this season just been banged and we move forward?
And that is the craziest thing, because LeBron has a real chance to win the finals this year.
Yeah.
That would be incredibly LeBron, damaging to his legacy.
And more than, I mean, the, so yes. all of this is conjecture, but that's never stopped me before. More than that, you know who it seems to be really, really, really important to? Clutch Sports.
Yes.
I mean, just this last week, this last month, we've seen this huge push towards MVP despite what Giannis is doing. Right. How many more years does LeBron have as LeBron?
Right.
You know, I mean, the one thing that they can't get back is father's time's effect on a player. And if literally they take this season and bang it, that's going to be a problem for him. And if what we've acknowledged this entire year is Clutch Sports' ability to affect the league and media outlets like ESPN, will they play a role in this? Will they make sure that the league continues? It's an interesting analysis.
We're just sort of right now like downloading like different ripple effects. I'm thinking like, what are the NBA networks? Like, what does TNT and ESPN do for their national games? Because they didn't have content other than the basketball game. We saw with Kobe, they were supposed to play a game on TNT, and that it was the Lakers and the Clippers were supposed to play a game on TNT.
Both in LA.
It's
the easiest logistical thing to move, and it's still crazy.
And they still canceled the game. They postponed the game, rather, for Kobe, to prepare for Kobe. And what did TNT do? They did a roundtable discussion on the court at Staples Center. You can only do so many of those if you cancel the season. Exactly. And I don't know what the TV networks do from this. And I don't even know how much did the NBA work with the TV networks through this.
Let's make this specific to Warrior fans. I don't know how many games we're in. I think it's more than 60 now, something like that, 50, 60.
17 more games at the time of this cancellation.
Okay, there you go. Here's why I bring it up. This season has been awful. This season has been really difficult. We've had to slosh our way through it. It is what it is. We've understood it. But if what you're telling me is that at the end of this, after I've made it through 50 games of them getting their asses handed to them, and I can literally see the lottery pick in the future, if what the NBA is saying is, nope, this season didn't happen, you know, like, how do they deal with that? How do we deal with the lottery pick that's coming?
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's sort of, you can't not draft a round of players into the NBA.
Yeah, like, you still have to bring players back
in. You literally have to. I mean, they can't like tell all of these guys, oh, you got to wait a whole another year before you can join the NBA. There's no chance.
What we're coming to, practical reality, is that if there's some amount of time, there will be some amount of time, but I don't think they can just say, this is done. We'll see you guys in 2021. You know, we'll pick it up from there and see where it goes. They're going to have to do something to work out a finale to this, even if it's unfair. But if nothing else, we need to know when people are drafting, right? Like, when the lottery is going to happen, we got to get a sense on that.
There's not going to be an ideal version of this, right? There's not going to be a way where this is fair for everybody, but you can get as close as possible. And if that means, all right, we'll pick it up at the playoffs. Sorry, teams that played more away games. Sorry, teams that, you know, were dealing with some stuff. Sucks.
Yep.
But like, if we're all honestly being like real here, we kind of know who the six, the best 12 teams are in the league. So just move on, or the best 16 teams are in the league. You move on, you start the playoffs, you cancel the season for everybody else. And look, there are teams that are going to lose revenue, but that's a sunk cost at this point.
Exactly.
Teams have already lost revenue.
You're talking about acknowledging practical realities. There's nothing we can do. We don't have a time machine. We can't re-prepare for this thing. This is awful for all of us. We understand that there's something unfair, but we got to strike forward and do what we do.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you may have to adjust the playoff schedules. It might be a situation where you're like, you know what? Instead of best of seven, let's make it best of five. Let's move on.
Sure.
I mean, everything is on the table right now, because this is unprecedented.
I like it. I mean, maybe we can have like a one-loss playoff system. Maybe they can create like a March Madness. I mean, really weird. I mean, so won't happen probably, because there's going to be so much money involved. But they have – let me start that over. The one thing Adam Silver has proven is that he is down to try new things.
Sure.
He is not like Stern in that respect. And this is going to provide him one hell of a pedestal to figure out what happens next. And if we had to hand select anybody to be able to deal with this drama, I think Silver will do a good job with it. But it's an interesting prospect.
Do you so the Elam ending, which was used in the All-Star game, is it possible that we could have like a meta Elam ending for the end of the NBA season? I'm just curious, because clearly that guy figured out the math.
Yeah, I could barely follow the All-Star game. So if they did that, like as some way to finish the regular season, I'd pretend like I understood.
Just have LeBron and Giannis go one-on-one. You'd be like, you know what, you two figure it out. Like, one thing I will say is that it is of the interest of the NBA to figure this out, obviously, sooner rather than later. But the last, like, if you were already postponing the season, at the time of us recording this, nothing has been said about the playoffs, right? Yeah. So you would ideally get the playoffs started when you had it scheduled, and you would get the finals, because they already announced the start of the finals, the NBA finals. You would get that started as per your schedule. Because if that all gets pushed back, now we're pushing back things like the draft. Yep. Now we're pushing back things like Summer League. I mean, that is so many crazy repercussions for the arenas that these things are housed in, the timing of everything, like everything is completely, like the start of training camp. I mean, do you have to push everything back? I mean, at what point do you just try to get things to snap back to normalcy?
How does this impact the salary cap? So we've been talking all year about how Chase Center giving Joe Lacob a black card, about how Warrior fans should be happy even though the tickets cost too much to get in because it means we can go get extra players. But what we've just found out is Warriors, but everybody else, aren't going to be making any money for a while here. So how do you view that? What happens?
The salary cap's going to be impacted, and there's no doubt about that. That's not speculation. The salary cap is based on a basketball revenue portion, right? So the Players Association negotiated a certain portion of basketball revenue. That portion becomes then the salary cap, which is split among the 30 teams.
Yeah.
And all 30 teams obviously have the same salary cap. So this isn't going to impact any of their players' salaries because salaries aren't based on a percentage of the cap. Max salaries are based on a percentage of the max cap, but once it's signed, that's your salary, yep. Right? It's just determining what the most you can get is. So when you have a player like Steph, who, by the way, is going to be the highest paid player in the league next year at $43 million a season, or next season, that becomes a much greater percentage of the cap if the cap doesn't increase to the rate that we thought sure. It was going to.
So weaponize that for me. Take away the math because I get confused crazy easy. Does that generally mean that the Warriors just have less money to spend on players?
That's exactly what it means. So they're going to have, it's going to be less than what they projected to have, right? Which is probably not going to be less than what they had this year, but that's not a guarantee. And the problem with that is that this is an extremely pivotal offseason for the Warriors where if you do things right this offseason, you vault back into contention, right, no question.
Right.
The problem for the Warriors is you have already Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and by the way, Andrew Wiggins making $28 million under contract already. That becomes a greater percentage of your salary cap in, you know, basically gives you less money to spend now. And if it also impacts, because the luxury tax rate is a certain amount over the salary cap. And if you're Joe Lacob and you're just, oh, no, we're going to pay the luxury tax next year when we get back. Well, are you really going to pay the luxury tax when it is $10 million more of a bill than you probably projected?
You just lost $32 million off the next 17 home games.
Let me ask you this, and it's complete guesswork. It's complete conjecture, but it also involves a time machine, all right? But we now know that the salary cap is going to go down. We know that these games are going to be canceled. Joe Lacob and the Warriors are not going to make as much money. If Lacob could go back in time and prevent them from bringing in D'Angelo Russell, and just literally they let KD walk. They don't bring back D'Angelo, meaning they don't bring Andrew Wiggins' major contract in. Would he stop that from happening? I mean, like,
I thought you were going to go back further. Do you even build Chase Center at this point? But
he owns all the property around there, so I bet you he probably still.
I honestly think he still would have done the D'Angelo Russell thing.
But yeah, he would.
Basketball operations at some point says this is our best case scenario.
And they'd still spend the money.
Okay,
I mean, because that's to me the most important thing. This won't impact his willingness to come out of pocket, hopefully.
This could impact only, in my view, their willingness to actually use the pick if it ends up being one or two.
Okay.
Because you're talking about a $10 million cap hit as opposed to somewhere half that if you draft at the end of the lottery. So do you trade back? Are you more, you know, apt to trade back? And then do you use the full $17 million trade exception?
Yeah.
So we're talking about probably two roster spots that can actually seriously be affected by this. And, you know, number one, number two pick versus number 10 or 11 pick is a substantial difference. We see that year over year. And then using that $17 million trade exception, you could use a portion of it, right? I don't know that they'd ever use a $17 million, the full portion of it, just because it's hard to find players right around that range. Yep. Either you're sort of a max player or you're not. Usually you're somewhere around 14 or 15, which is what I expected them to use it on. But you just say, you know what? This is an easy way to save money. Let's use this $17 million trade exception on a player who is $4, $5, $6 million a year, as opposed to a player who's $14 million a year, which is a very different player.
That's exactly right. And you can still tell the fan base, hey, we use the exception.
Correct.
You know, and only the most savvy of the fans would realize that they kind of got screwed out of it. This should have been my first question. It's crazy that I've gone this far. You've never met Rudy Gobert in the last couple of weeks, right? Like, you haven't covered the Utah Jazz
at all? No, I haven't. I talked to Rudy Gobert for a story I did last year on ice baths. Don't read it. Not that good.
Okay, I'm just making sure that I'm not infected. Yeah. I'm like, if I should be doing this podcast from a different different room or something, we're okay. All right, fantastic.
So, okay, I'm glad you brought Gobert back up, because serious question. I was just listening to Zach Lowe's pod. He interviewed Meta World Peace, and they were talking about how, like, despite all of his great stuff, what, Neil, what? What's the problem?
Oh, Maxime just likes to talk about other podcasts as frequently as he can. It's basically an advertisement for our competitors, which is fantastic. I really hope that he does that nonstop.
Are the Low Post.
That's great. Okay, fantastic. This is good stuff.
Greatest of All Talk. And, of course, the Miami Huddle.
Yeah, that's where
the Miami Heat Huddle. Miami,
my favorite podcast is Maxime Can Go F*** Himself. It's a very infrequent pod, but I really enjoy it.
Meta World Peace is known for Malice in the Palace, despite being a ridiculous defensive player, 20 plus points a game, whatever. And I'm wondering,
podcast name would be Malice in the Palace. If you're a Pacers podcast,
totally.
Somebody should get on that.
That's a great call. Yeah.
Sorry,
we can do that.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That could be one of my top three.
What's this segment called? Who cares about the Warriors Huddle? Where are you going with this?
My question is this going to be Gobert's legacy? Is he forever going to be known?
Yes, it's done. 100%. He went from, in one season, he went from screen assists to, shout out David Locke, to you ruined the NBA. And I could make a French joke.
Please do. I love French jokes. They are my favorite. They are my favorite. Here's why it will forever define him. It would define him anyways, even if it's not his fault, because this is a big thing. We can literally track the outbreak to why the NBA closed down to a single name.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course he will forever be synonymous with that.
He is officially and forever the buzzkill of the NBA. Yeah. And he kind of already was.
Can we just call him Corona Gobert? I mean, I'm down on that, but
Gobertavirus.
We're spitballing now, and this is fantastic. But add to it that he's suffering from this after he played games with it.
Yes.
Right? You know, and I am not a religious guy, but I'm a big karma guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to just throw things out. If I say I will never get into a car accident ever, and then that afternoon get into a car accident, yeah, again, I'm not religious, but you know, there's some kind of connection there. If he's out there being like, oh, coronavirus is nothing, let me touch your microphones, and then ends up with coronavirus, and now that's what his name is synonymous with, that's fair, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what the hell are you doing? Why would you play games with that?
Yeah, it's malpractice on his part. I mean, I can't, you're right, he deserved it. Sorry, dude. Sucks.
How about I was going to ask, if borders close, what do they do with Toronto? But basically what we are saying is, probably, if we had to guess, the Warriors, the league, the NBA in general, is just going to back off until the coronavirus is no longer a concern. And so if we're talking suspension, how long of a suspension can we anticipate? If there are people out there who want to watch Warrior games, if people like me who have fantasy teams and wondering what the hell is going to happen with fantasy basketball, and I got to pay back people who have got buy-ins, you know, I mean, what kind of reasonable period are we talking about here? Months?
I mean,
I guess, how the hell would you guys know?
What are you doing about this? Like, it's you've already delayed the test kits coming out. Like, I just, that's what it kind of all comes down to. And even when they do bring back the NBA, is it a fact? Is it the NBA as we knew it and loved it, or is it an NBA where they're playing to no fans? Is it?
Thank you so much for this softball, because I never would have had an opportunity to say this legitimately within the course of the podcast. You, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
How the hell could this have happened, dude? What are you talking about? We don't have enough tests.
Maxime's out here saying, he's like, Angela Merkel's like, just like, 75% of you, kind of screwed. Like, it's just like, at least you're being honest. And that's probably a political answer. It's probably like 95%. Yeah. It's like Donald Trump's like, coronavirus? What coronavirus? Doesn't matter.
Well,
it's
probably moving around, like, touching people's mics and
Oh, he is the ultimate mic toucher.
And for those of you who thought Donald Trump, in fact, just came into studio, that was Wes with an unbelievable impersonation. So we did not invite him on the pod, nor will we be inviting him on the pod.
You're not gonna pull an SNL.
No, I'm not.
Get him elected. Come on, Jimmy Fallon. You know what you did.
Give me a updated title pick. So assuming they come and play, right? Who wins the championship this year?
This helps the Lakers, because you give LeBron a couple of months, a couple of weeks, extra days of rest. This helps LeBron.
So him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Ugh.
No doubt. Because look, he had actually...
Right when I thought I couldn't hate coronavirus more! Unbelievable!
Like, did Clutch Sports create coronavirus? Who's to say?
Here's what I will say. You know what he really deserves, LeBron does? The MVP. because now he's going to have to play through the coronavirus thing.
That's right.
He's going to have to go through, through like no fans in the
stadium.
I mean,
look, the Brooklyn Nets at this rate could get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving back.
Oh, we may have enticed Connor. We finally got Connor angry enough or involved enough to have a take. Connor, you got something
to
say?
Are you proud that I talked in the microphone?
I am so proud.
Rather than just spouting my opinion.
Yes, very much so.
You have been just like looking on Twitter for the last 20 minutes. You could have been way
around. No, I've been working, bro. No, it's a real question if there's even going to be a playoffs. Like, that, are we even going to have a champion this year?
Weigh in. What do you think?
That is the question.
Suspension versus cancellation. What do you think is going to happen?
It's such a hard question to answer because I don't see this ending anytime soon.
No?
Like, I don't. I just
wait,
don't.
Is that where you're at, though? You don't see coronavirus ending anytime soon?
No.
That's depressing.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do you?
Have there been any indicators
that there's
The only indicator is that Wuhan, which is sort of the epicenter of this thing in China, has dropped off, and we're sort of seeing a very similar growth path to what the early days in China were like. So that might indicate that it's actually a pretty quick turnaround, assuming that we quarantine properly.
At the risk of making political podcast, the measures that were taken there are not being close to being taken there,
right?
Or being taken here.
That also took like 2 months. If they took 2 months here, the season's over.
I mean, Donald literally went out on the White House lawn and said, "We've got a lot of medical elements coming out. Am I good?" And just left. That happened. He was like, "Am I good?"
Can we beep his last name so the name never actually appears on here?
Oh, God.
I would very much like to beep that. Let's treat it like Voldemort. His name will never be spoken. That evil man will never be a part of this in particular podcast.
This is why we need to vote for Bernie.
This is okay. Now this is just the political huddle.
You're a Bloomberg guy.
We're not. No.
Okay, I took two. I don't know if this is good podcast content. I took two. So Connor sent me a test. It's like, hey, like if you don't know who to vote for,
iSideWith.com.
iSideWith, shout out. But if you don't get, if you don't know who to vote for,
wait a minute. You can went to a website to figure out who you should vote for.
It was basically like
you should too.
It was like. It was
that's
like
how I always
so you know how like BuzzFeed like what Friends character are you? It was kind of like that, but for political people. It was, and so I got Bloomberg once, but I thought I took it wrong, and I was like, oh, because you can like do a scale of how important issues are for you, etc. So I was like, oh, I did it wrong. Obviously, I'm not a Bloomberg guy. Who am I? So then I retook it, did it as accurate as it possibly could, and it came back even stronger Bloomberg. So I'm a Bloomberg guy.
You
so.
Sure that?
This I website, think he paid for me.
This website wasn't whypeoplewin.com. Like,
I
what
think,
do you
I
mean
think
you
the website was sponsoring Bloomberg, honestly. I think he bought the website.
It's possible. Let me whisk us into a different direction because this is making me super nervous and so depressed. If they ultimately
this is what the Warriors
back.
Huddle is going to be, by if the way. Like the next several weeks, back, there's no games.
If it was a suspension, we haven't been talking about the Warriors games for weeks, man. What are you talking about? The Warriors haven't been playing since, you
that's
know,
a really good
point. Yeah, since October. But if they come back, if it's a suspension, not a cancellation, and if they take further precautions and they now have games with no fans, what they were talking about before, right? Do you guys have any suggestions on how they could actually handle the telecasts and make them entertaining? And I'll go first to give you guys a couple minutes just to think about it. But in my experience, I have sat close to the floor in an NBA game twice. I snuck down and was actually able to steal a floor or a feet on the floor courtside seat. And no sport changes faster than the NBA when you get closer because of how much shit is talking.
Right.
I mean, those players are constantly going after one another.
Yeah.
And that's its own sport. It's its own emotional back and forth. So my idea for the NBA would be embrace it. Mic the hell out of that court. You'd have to and have limited beeping. I understand that the cussing that would happen, but I would still want to be able to follow what was going back and forth. And here's my second idea. Talk about that. Talk about the ongoing talking
right.
between the players. Fan up the emotional back and forth. At the halftime, don't just talk about how the play is going. Talk about who's attacking one another verbally. And that way we're adding another thing that we otherwise would not have had, a different source of entertainment. That's what I would do. Focus on the dialogue.
I love that. It's sort of what the XFL is doing, which, by the way, sorry, XFL, this you're ended. That's done.
Yeah.
Nice try.
We already knew that.
No, they had some steam going. But from what I think actually most pro leagues could have learned from from the XFL was just the unlimited access that they had, and just everybody's mic'd up all the time, and it was like freaking awesome. That was kind of cool. If you did that, if we're talking nationally, like TNT, NBA TV, ESPN games, all this stuff. I mean, you probably couldn't do any Miami Heat games just because of Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. Warriors games would be really tough to do just because of Draymond Green. But like, it would be a lot of heavy bleeping.
These are reasons why I want to watch. Yeah.
But you would hope, but to the point of the XFL, they kind of just took a approach. Yeah, like, they were just like, whatever. And I think that's what you could do with them, and that's what they ought to do. And I love it. And by the way, it would really kind of play up who is super not good at these broadcasts, because if you don't have fans there and you don't have just like the spectrum of the fan experience or
so
anything,
what do you
like,
think that's
you know who's
say about
all of the TNT crew? It would be like, they're like, we have to fire everybody. We finally figured it out.
Draymond would take all of their jobs and end all of them individually.
No rings, can't sit at the table.
Can't sit at the table.
How else could they improve the telecast? Do you boys have any independent ideas?
I mean, so what are we losing here? I think that's the first place we need to start with is they are losing the fan engagement. Oh my God, Connor. They're going to lose the Kiss Cam.
Which is great.
Finally.
Thank God.
The Kiss Cam is dead.
Honestly, a lot of that stuff is really stupid. A lot. It's not just the Kiss Cam. It's all the stuff.
Could you imagine if you were in attendance to tonight's game in Oklahoma City and you had proposed, you were planning to propose to your wife at this game? That screwed you up.
Poor guy. He actually has to propose in a legitimate way.
Yeah. Here's a PSA.
That's not completely selfish.
Here's a PSA. If you are out there and you are listening to this podcast and you are thinking about proposing to somebody at a sporting event, don't. She does not want that.
I'd like to know the divorce rate on those marriages.
Oh, 100%,
like
I would say.
89%.
Or just the rate of, yes, for the cameras, and then got home and was like, yeah, that's not happening. Like, in the drive home. Like, you just...
If I was a woman and I wanted to marry my boyfriend and he proposed to me that way, I would be like, are you... No.
On the camera?
I wanted to marry
There's
him,
no way. There's no way you say no on camera.
It's so lame. It's so cheesy.
If anybody has ever found a no on camera, please send it to warriorshuddle.com.
If I ever do that, like, just me. I'm done.
warriorshuddle@gmail.com, because we have no professionalism at all. Go ahead and send it right there.
warriorshuddle.blogspot.com.
Do you know how much I like the idea that if they had somehow not postponed this game and they'd actually had a Kiss Cam situation where they made two strangers kiss in a coronavirus-filled arena? Like, it's just the most scandalous, like,
the
contagion thing. That's what it should have been. There you go. In fact, they could have just had a cam where they made everybody hold hands, you know, like lick each other's hands and hold the person to your left. Let's see how that goes.
Brought to you by Zales.
Brought to you by the Miami Heat Huddle. We are all going to hell for this in particular podcast, so I take back most of the things I said.
Immediately before.
I've got.
I honestly don't know what I'm going to do for the next however long of my life.
Maybe you have a life?
No.
I think you guys will still be reporting on the Warriors. Here's bad news for you. You just won't actually have anything to report.
No, that's the worst. Yeah.
Let's call it there. This was a very confusing but enlightening episode. One of the first times we had an opportunity to really drop breaking news or give opinions on breaking news. So I appreciate it, boys. If any of you out there have any takes, don't agree with what we've said, do agree, have anything you'd like to tell us, I've already announced it, but you can hit us up at warriorshuddle@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, you can hop up on patreon.com, look up Warriors Huddle. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And in fact, we are having a get together with our Patreon supporters this Friday. So if you'd like to meet us in person and help out the show, that's the fastest way to do it. With that in mind, go Warriors, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Good.
So Shams just tweeted that Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh my God.
So
oh my God.
There's a lot happening here.
That's a huge deal.
So let's organize our thoughts.
That's an enormous goal.
Okay, we talked about that possibility before the mics went hot.
Yeah.
Tell me exactly what you were telling me before now. What do you think the ramification of Rudy Gobert having coronavirus could be?
So Connor and I were on the way from Chase Center here, and we were talking about this. And I, like, we as we were walking out of Chase Center, we saw the Jazz and the Thunder basically not evacuate, that's a strong word, but dismiss the game, delay the game, postpone the game indefinitely. Both teams just went back to the locker rooms, and that's because Rudy Gobert apparently had been ill, and that he just apparently underwent a test and tested positive for coronavirus. And so now what we're talking about is possibly the postponement of not just this Jazz-Thunder game, but the entire NBA season. Because if you think about it, if the Jazz can't play, which they ought to not, based on the fact that one of their players has coronavirus and has probably had coronavirus for at least a week now, then maybe there's other guys on that team that are infected. If they can't play games and the teams that they're playing can't play games, and now we have an entire unbalanced schedule, and if that's the case in a playoff race, you can't have that. So there might be a situation at this point where everybody gets to an even amount of games or thereabouts, and they just postpone the season. And then maybe if you start it again, and this is just me spitballing here, you start it in the playoffs. That way you are limiting liability. You're going from 30 teams to 16. And you could say, all right, let's try like the most healthy, best record 16 teams in the league. They get to go in the playoffs, but who knows when that could be.
This is going to have massive repercussions. I would not be surprised if another NBA game is not played this season.
That makes sense to me. I mean,
the NBA has suspended the season. It's done.
Oh, wow.
For how long?
We actually have to work now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we literally have to work now.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take over your shit? Yep. Holy shit.